everyone. Welcome into episode 121 of the Open Mic Podcast. And tonight I want to talk about a very important topic, one that I have been struggling with for a long time and really processing through, trying to figure out. And I think all of us probably struggle with this on some level. But I want to talk about imposter syndrome. Now, some of you may be familiar with this term. Some of you may have never heard of it before, but I'll define it for you. Really, it's something that's really, like, I would say, a psychological phenomenon, imposter syndrome. It's been around for a few years, but in the last 6 months or so, I've really been looking into it and thinking about it. And what it means really is it reflects a belief that you are inadequate and an incompetent failure, despite evidence that indicates you are quite skilled and successful. Really, in short, it's a mess of harmfulness, really. It can take various forms depending on your personality, your background, your circumstances. Whatever the case might be, all of us struggle with it on some level. And I want to say that I believe all of us have some sort of special talent or some sort of special ability. I think it's ingrained in all of us. Some of us might be good at something in particular. Someone might be better than us, but I think at the end of the day, we all have the ability and we all have the sense to be successful in some way. But sometimes our mind can play tricks on us and tell us that we're really not that good at something and that it's pure luck or serendipity that has caused us to get there. Now, I want to preface this topic in this conversation by the fact that I am not a psychologist. I am not a trained professional in any sort of way. I am just sharing some thoughts that I have put together and that I feel all of us as audience members and listeners can benefit from. So there's five types of imposter syndrome, and hopefully all of you identify with this in some way, shape, or form. And if you do, shoot me an email, openmicguest@gmail.com. I would love to hear your story. If you send me a story where you feel like you've struggled or you have fought something, I would love to hear it. Maybe even have you come on the show and share your story, your situation, whatever the case might be, email me and let me know. So the first one is the perfectionist. And this and imposter syndrome oftentimes really go hand in hand. Think about it. If you're a perfectionist, you set really high goals for yourself. And when you fail to reach those goals, you or I experience some sort of self-doubt and worry about measuring up. Whether you realize it or not, this group can also be control freaks. I know I can be, or a control enthusiast. And you feel like that you want something done right, you have to do it yourself. I have fought this before in my life many, many times. And I wouldn't say that I am a perfectionist, but maybe a control enthusiast, I would say. But there's that. And if that applies to you, you know, maybe you're a micromanager, whatever the case might be. But the bottom line is you just like to get things done right and you like to do them the first time. And that's where imposter syndrome can come in. The second one is superwoman, superman. Since people who experience this sort of cultural phenomenon of imposter syndrome, you might be convinced that you are a phony amongst real deal people or colleagues. You might often push yourself to work harder and harder to measure up. But really, they say, and psychologists say, that this is just a false cover-up for your insecurities, and the work overload may harm not only their own mental health, but their own relationship with others. So imposter workaholics are actually addicted to the validation that comes from working, according to psychologists, not the work itself. So ways to get past this is to start training yourself to veer away from external validation. No one should have more power to make you feel good about yourself than you. If you struggle with trying to please people all the time, really the only person you should be pleasing is yourself. Now, if you're in a work situation, it's a little bit different. You have to improve and you have to impress your bosses. But as you become more attuned to internal validation and you're able to nurture your inner confidence, as psychologists say, it states that you are competent and skilled and you'll be able to ease off the gas as you gauge how much work is really reasonable for you. Now, the point in all of this is not to call yourself out necessarily in a negative way, but to just validate for yourself that you're actually very talented. You can do things. You're very capable. And there's a doctor, Dr. Valerie Young. She's a psychologist, and she is really sort of categorized all this into subgroups: perfectionism, superwoman, superman, natural genius, the soloist, and the expert. And she has a couple books out that I think are important to read. But the point in all this, again, is just to encourage us and to help us to become better. So Superman, Superwomen, that's number two. Number three is the natural genius. Now, oftentimes young people with this competence type believe that they need to be a natural genius. Like, they just have to be good at everything. As such, they judge their competence based on ease and speed as opposed to their efforts, in their other words. If they take a long time to master something, they feel stupid and they feel shame. This type of imposter syndrome, I think, really sets the internal bar high. Just like perfectionists, but natural genius types just don't judge themselves based on their expectations they set for themselves, oftentimes set out to judge others as well. And maybe as a child you experienced this, you were told frequently that you were the smart one in your family or peer group. You don't like the idea of having to be a mentor because you can get things handled on your own. Or I'm sorry, you don't like having the idea in your head of having a mentor in your life. So really, this doctor says to move past this, try seeing yourself as a work in progress. Accomplishing great things involves lifelong learning and skill building. For everyone, the most confident people, rather than, you know, beating yourself up when you don't reach your own impossibly high standards, identify specific changeable behaviors that you can improve over time. So really, the point in all of this is that we categorize ourselves in certain ways because we just feel like we're not good enough. But I believe that you're good enough and that you're smart enough and that you all have natural talents and abilities. The other one is the soloist. I think this is me. Oftentimes, I find myself in the room in the corner just wanting to do things on my own. But the soloist is one who feels, though, asking for help reveals their phoniness are what soloists think. It's okay to be independent, but not to the extent that you refuse assistance so you can prove your worth. So do you firmly feel that you need to accomplish things on your own? Do you feel like that you don't need any help at all and you just want to be on your own? That's you. That's me sometimes, the soloist. Number five, the expert. The experts measure their competence based on what and how much they know or can do. Believing that they will never know enough, they fear being exposed as inexperienced or unknowledgeable. Maybe you're one who is constantly always seeking out trainings or certificates to improve yourself. Do you shudder when someone says you're an expert? Those are just a few examples. No matter what profile you are, if you struggle with confidence, you're not alone. Take one example. Studies suggest that 70% of people experience imposter syndrome at some point in their career. Now, if you're like me, you've experienced this at least once in your life. One point or another, you feel like a fool, you feel like a charlatan, you feel like an imposter. But the bottom line is that if you chalk up your accomplishments to just chance and charm and connections and other things, how fair and unkind is that to yourself? How unfair is it to those who are around you and believe in you and want to see the very best in you? I didn't really know how to identify or categorize this until a few months ago when I started thinking about imposter syndrome, what it really meant. And I honestly had no idea what a huge psychological phenomenon it was, but it's crazy how big of a deal this is. And I think it hasn't been until lately where they've actually been able to title this. And, you know, I don't think it's some psychological mumbo jumbo. I think that they have seen people and talked to enough people and come to the conclusion that this is like a real thing. It's not just something that is completely false and made up. So really the point in all of this, this whole episode, is that if you find yourself in any of these five categories, be encouraged to know that you're not alone and that other people are around you and other people struggle with the same things that you might struggle with. But know that you're confident, you're talented, you have abilities, you have phenomenal skill sets, and you have to learn what those are and learn to capitalize on them and take credit for things that you can actually take credit for and be confident in your skill and your ability. So really, one thing that prompted this episode, amongst all the other things I shared, is I was talking to a friend last night, and I am getting ready to interview Dave Jackson tomorrow from the School of Podcasting. He's a podcast Hall of Famer. This guy is the godfather, in my opinion, of podcasting. And I was feeling very nervous. Well, let me back up. When I interview a celebrity or somebody famous, I immediately begin to doubt my skill and abilities constantly, because I honestly feel like I'm good at this job. I have a background in radio, and that I am talented enough to be able to do this and to draw people. I'm thankful that I've had people help me out, and I feel that I've been given certain abilities and skill sets from a religious perspective, and I've made no bones about that in the show, but sometimes I just feel like a complete fraud. And last night, as I was talking to my friend getting ready to interview Dave Jackson, I was beginning to feel like a fraud. I was like, man, who am I to talk to this guy? Oh my gosh, he's going to be thinking this. He's going to be thinking that. He's going to be critiquing my show. And honestly, probably not. But if he does, whatever, you know, because when you choose to do this as a podcaster, you're putting yourself out there and you're telling people, hey, listen to me. And you're either open to the validation or you're open to the fact that somebody might be critical of you. So I was running my questions past my friend, and he's like, those are solid questions, but you're doing fine on your own. You don't need my help. You need to be confident in the fact that you're good at this. You're talented at this. You do a great job. You've had some phenomenal guests. You've been at it for almost a year, and you're like almost there to the point where you're just really at the top of the game, of your game. And I feel like that I've got a long way to go and I'm learning, but I also feel like I've grown. You know, a lot of things have changed, my style, my ability, my equipment, my voice. It's all different. The confidence level is there because of successes that I've had and even some of the hardest failures I've had. So this is really what prompted me to start digging into this again and going, what is imposter syndrome? Let me look it up. Let me look at some things. Let me do some research. And so shout out to my friend, you know who you are, who encouraged me. And I would suggest just, you know, looking at those things and thinking about them and going, where do I fit? And just going, you know what? I'm doing this because I'm talented and because I'm gifted and I have the abilities. If you're religious, you know, you believe in a higher power. Maybe God has given you the gifts and abilities, whatever it is. I think no matter what, we all have natural talents. We all have these jewels that are placed inside of us and have the ability to do great things. And if we can just get past our own selves and learn to find confidence and trust in our abilities, practice our strengths and hone in on our weaknesses and go, how can I improve? How can I be better? And I think that's really what is important. And so as I was preparing for my interview with Dave Jackson tomorrow, I was thinking about this. And if you don't know, he has this review show where you can pay a certain dollar amount and he'll review your show, he'll review your website, and you can either just do it and pay the money and they'll do it on the site, or they'll have you on the show and they'll talk about it and all those things. And my friend is getting ready to do that with his show. And at first I was super, super anti about it. And then I was like, well, maybe I should. What do I have to lose? If I feel like this is what I'm called to do and this is what I feel like I'm good at, then who cares if he has anything to say about me that's negative? The only thing I have to lose is nothing, but I have everything to gain and to learn and to grow. And so I'm going to do it when I can. I'm going to reach out to him and say, hey, I want you to do this. I'll come on your show. We can talk about how to improve. But imposter syndrome, that's our challenge for tonight, how to overcome it, how to be more successful in life, how to believe that we have the capabilities to do things. All we have to do is trust ourselves and allow people to encourage us and not put so much pressure on ourselves and other people to judge us, but just to be self-accepting of what we're good at, what we're not good at, get the help where we need it and be encouraged. And hopefully as a team, we can overcome imposter syndrome in our lives. It may take days, weeks, months, years, we don't know. But the point is that I want us to all be encouraged. I think you all are amazing. I think you all are special. Thank you for joining in on this short episode tonight. Let somebody know that you love them. Let them know that you care. And we'll talk to you soon. Cheers and be well.